What's up and good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. I'm excited to have one of my favorite guests. You know her, you love her, and now you get to have some fun this morning with me and Laura Brandeo. Laura, so excited to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your time.
Oh, Josh, good morning, Josh. It's been a while and I'm so happy to be here. How is everything?
Oh my gosh, so good. And way better now that I have you on the show this morning. It has been far too long since I've seen you here. So excited. And we're going to be talking about some big things that you have upcoming here very soon. So I'm excited to dive into that. But if you're just joining me and Laura, as always, make sure you comment hashtag shred because you are shredding it. You're live with me and Laura having a good time. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there, you're hustling, you're getting it done. And then you're coming back and you're watching the replay and you're watching all the things that Laura has to share with you. So let's dive right into what I want to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not follow Laura on all social media platforms, do it right now because you're missing out. What I love about what Laura does with her brand, with her videos, she does her Motivational Mondays, which we're going to talk about here in a second, but they are just so raw. They're so authentic. They're so real. There's no green screens. If you saw one of her promotional videos recently, she was in front of a duck pond and the ducks were quacking in the background and she was just being herself. So Laura, that's what I want to talk about because you do so perfectly. You absolutely embody how you should be building a brand and building a presence via social media. You do it so perfectly. And on Monday, on your video on Monday, your Motivational Monday, you talk about starting to change your perspective, change your scenery, which you do so well in all your videos. We need more of that within our daily lives. The mortgage industry can be very monotonous. We can kind of get stuck in a rut, but you talked about this idea and I'm so excited for you to expound on it a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I want to actually back up a step here. Perfect. To explain how Motivational Mondays came about. Okay. So, you know, we're all on different Facebook groups. And I was part of one particular Facebook group, and I noticed that people were posting, you know, different daily videos. And so I reached out to that particular person and I said, hey, I have this idea. What are your thoughts if I do a Motivational Monday video? And of course, he's like, you know what, Laura, that sounds like a great idea. So when I did that, the reason why I did it and the whole thing about changing your perspective is, you know, Josh, I will tell you, at this point in my career, I don't have to go out and challenge myself. I don't have to go and try new exciting things. I could literally say, you know what? I've gotten to this point and I've learned what I've learned and I'm going to, you know, do what I do and just keep doing the same thing. But I feel that if you are not challenging yourself and getting out of your comfort zone, you're really not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. You're literally going backwards. So when I started Motivational Monday, it started with just a whim. And then I started to think to myself, why don't I have fun with this? So now this has not just become a Laura thing. This is now me and my husband literally during the week think about where we're going to film it, what the topic is going to be. And on usually a Saturday or a Sunday morning, we go out together and we do this. This has now even become something part of my personal relationship with my husband. And that's the part that I want to share with everybody, that social media and branding yourself doesn't have to be a grueling event. It doesn't have to be, oh, this is so hard, I can't come up with content. You say it, so I think you actually just reposted something the other day where you said, where you were having a conversation and you said, people are afraid to go on video because they're not sure how they're going to look. But that's the way they look. So that's what you look like. So why are you afraid to record it? Exactly. So when it comes to perspective, on this week's Motivational Monday, I actually said that it's proven that millions of things are coming into your brain every single minute. Okay? Think about it. What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what's happening around you. But because our brain can only process 40 different things in a minute, we have to like let other things go. So what happens is our brain goes on autopilot. So if you get in your car and you drive to work and every day you drive to work, a lot of times you get there and you go, wow, I don't even remember how I got here because my brain already knows exactly the way to go, right? It's the same thing with our careers. We get into this, you know, routine. And we do the same thing over and over and over again. But you're missing out on so much of life in general and opportunities, because when you get into that automatic pilot, you miss things and your brain doesn't catch it. And you might miss that opportunity of that great referral partner or that borrower that you might be able to help, or maybe you're not really paying attention or truly listening when you're on the phone with that client. So by changing your perspective, you know, doing something out of the normal, getting out of your comfort zone, or just drive to work a different way, you know, go down a different road, answer the phone a little different, you know, use a different tone in your voice, just change things up, get out of that comfort zone, and you'll be amazed at what the response will be.
Man, that is such incredible advice. And it's, and it may sound cliche. People are like, oh, of course, I know I need to do that, but are you doing it? And that's what I love about you, what you're talking about, is you're living it right now, Laura. You're not just talking about it. You're not just saying, hey, you should go do this. You're not just another person out there who's saying, hey, go do this, but I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm just telling you, you should do it. The fact that you and your husband go and do these shows, you go out there and do the Motivational Mondays and these different segments, and you mentioned how it's helped you and your husband's personal relationship. Yes. You've made it something that's fun for you too. Sometimes you literally nailed it on the head. Sometimes we think too hard about trying to create content for social media and we overthink it. We get super nervous about it, when you should just be finding great opportunities to go have some fun. And a lot of times people think, how many Motivational Mondays are out there? There's a lot. But Laura, you're just like, I don't care. I'm going to do my own. I'm going to find some things that I want to share. You didn't overthink it. You didn't overanalyze it. You just said, I'm going to go do it. And now look at the response. Look at the opportunity that you have to benefit others' lives. And people are, again, I watch them every Monday. It's something I look forward to every single Monday, because I'm like, where's Laura going to be this week? Is she going to be in front of the duck pond? Is she going to be in the middle of the desert in Arizona? You never know where you're going to be. So it is
Hawaii. I was in Hawaii.
Hawaii, that's right. I mean, you all over the world. It's now becoming a world traveler, Laura, is what's going to be happening next. And you mentioned this, and I want to talk more about this, because you really could, at this stage in your career, you're absolutely known as one of the most influential and powerful women in the entire mortgage industry. You have you've had such an opportunity to help so many people's lives, and you could just sit back. You don't have to be going out and doing these things. You don't have to. You have a podcast now, and actually the upcoming AIM Activate, we'll mention that real quick, next Wednesday and Thursday, AIM Activate, you are running the entire women's event at this show. You don't have to do that as part of your career. You could just be like, somebody else is going to go do it. Like, I don't have to do it. But you are taking on these roles, these responsibilities. You're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And ultimately, it's not just helping others, it's helping you.
It is. It is. I mean, it's interesting. I'm also doing another women's event in April. And yesterday, I was on the call with the panelists that I pulled together for that event. And I got to tell you, I jump on a call with four wonderful ladies at all different segments of their careers and different positions. And I got off that call after 1 hour and I learned. I listened. I connected. And I was able to walk away from that call going, I'm a better person for hearing those women's stories. I mean, and I think to myself, I've been given a gift. I've been given a gift by our industry, that people want me to be able to, they want me to share, right? They want me to be able to give them advice. So I look at that as a privilege and an honor, that those four women, I'm going to spotlight them. And I'm going to put them on a stage, and I'm going to get them recorded, and I'm going to put them out. And I'm going to tell you what happens, Josh. Because now I've had that role out there, and social media is a big, big component of it. So for everybody out there, use it. You're in the year 2020. If you are not maximizing social media, you are under a rock somewhere. So use it. Okay. But think about this. We're able to take these people that maybe haven't had a voice in the industry. They have great, powerful people that have done wonderful things, but maybe they just haven't been spotlighted. I'm going to do that, because if I have the ability to spotlight other people so others can grow and learn, why would I not do that? So you're right. I'm going to take advantage of everything that I've learned, and I'm never going to stop learning. feed your brain every day with good information. I mean, we know we're busy right now. We know what's happening with the rates. We know there's so many families that need help to refinance. Absolutely, do that. But in that, continue to feed your brain with new things and use this opportunity as a way to grow your business and always move one step forward. Never stop. Don't get caught on the treadmill, because we all know cycles are going to change, and they change quick. So don't think that everything is always going to stay the same. As we see, you wouldn't have expected this cycle. You may not expect the next one either.
Oh, man, that is such great words of wisdom, because you never know that, like, hey, we're not saying you shouldn't take advantage of the cycle right now. Absolutely. But you still have to be focused on the future as well. We as an industry, we get so caught up in the here and now that sometimes we miss and we get distracted, and then we all go through that roller coaster that we've all been through in this industry. You have to have the long term in mind as well, not just the short term play. So talking about this AIM Activate, you kind of mentioned you're giving some other people in the industry so an opportunity to be highlighted, to be spotlighted. Yep. And you have some incredible women. So who are some of those women that are going to be speaking at this event next Wednesday at AIM Activate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Isabel Williams is going to be there, Jessica Eller, Michelle Dugan, you know, Karina Carter, Lisa Lund. I mean, we have a jam-packed event. Wow. That we're coming together, because we recently rebranded the AIM Affinity, Women's AIM Affinity Group, to now it's the Women's Mortgage Network. So this is the first event where we're coming together to kind of come up with the leadership group that's going to take this group and put it nationally. So I'm very excited. It's been months and months that we've been working on this program, and it's going to be amazing. We are going to come together, and just so you know, Josh, we do have a segment where we are tied to teaching social media and maximizing, building a brand, and we are going to, it's a live workshop. So everything that we're doing, it's teach a lesson, right? So first it'll be a lesson, then it's going to be a task where you come together, work together, and then it's a presentation. So it's getting out of your comfort zone, it's putting you in the spotlight, and really being able to take these women to be the leaders of this group. And I'm so excited to watch how this all transforms.
It is so exciting. The opportunity, Laura, that you are giving so many incredible women. I mean, that list of women that you mentioned, helping them, not saying that they don't have a voice, but you're just helping their voice be even heard on a greater scale. And this is that mentality that you have. You always have that giver's mentality. And you truly, if any of you know Laura to any extent, you know that's truly where her heart is. It's not about, she's not doing this show. She's not doing her own podcast. She's not doing Motivational Monday to say, look at me, look at me, look at me. She's doing it for everybody else. These women that you're giving an opportunity to help them go build their own brand, to give them an opportunity to get outside of their comfort zone. Because again, we've all got to learn somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. And you're giving so many women a chance to do that on such a cool venue, by the way.
Yes.
To you, it has to be something that, again, at this point in your career, it's about others. It's about serving others. And that's truly what you've, not only you, but AFR in particular, you embody that in all that you do right now.
Yes. And I think that's vital for all of us, right? What greater gift in a career to be able to have, you know, kind of gone through and came up and built something, and then be able to say, now I want to teach others. Now I want to be able to show other people how they can have this success and how they can win. And most importantly, be fulfilled and happy. Because at the end of the day, if you feel fulfilled and happy, you're going to be a great originator to your clients. You're going to be a great father. You're going to be a great mother. You're going to be a great friend. So I think by being able to show that, it's going to relay in their business and their personal relationships. And that makes me happy.
And that's just simply it. Like there's no underlying, like you're not trying to convince people why they should use AFR. There's no, of course, that's a goal. You want to try to grow your business, but truly, like, and that's what I love about having you on the show and sharing all that you do. It's about making others happy and making sure that they're fulfilled and happy in their own roles. Cause if they're not, like, what are you doing? Like, you're putting yourself through hell for no reason. And that's your message right now is so, I hate the word authentic, but it really is so authentic. It's so genuine. It's just like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, if I can do it at this point in my career, you can too. Like,
That's exactly right.
Utilize social media, use these things, be willing to put yourself in these uncomfortable situations so that you can be happy and you can inspire others, people's lives. Laura, I kind of want to end on this as we're wrapping up our 15 minutes. Man, that time flies. Me and you, we could seriously save our Jeff for hours. Like, this is, we're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. But if there were something between your Motivational Mondays and everything you do, everybody listening to this show today, if there was one thing that you would challenge them to go out and do, what would that be today? Whether it's using social media more, what is it that really you're seeing that has helped you personally? What should people be doing right now to really go out there and put themselves out there?
Well, listen, I mean, I have been in this business a very long time, and I am so excited about the point that we are all in. Okay. In the year 2020, it's sky's the limit. There is no one at this point in our world in the mortgage business, there is no one that can limit you but you, because you have you have the opportunity to network with people 24/7. If it doesn't work for you in the morning because you're too busy, do it at night. Do it. Set it up on Hootsuite. There's so many ways that you can work on this to be able to communicate. So I think number one, okay, and wait, one more thing I want to share is just a tidbit, okay? And I think I actually said this in one of my Motivational Mondays. I read a lot. I listen to a lot of things. I'm always trying to fill my brain. And there's an interesting thing in one of my podcast guests from imposter syndrome, okay? She said, do you know, everybody's always afraid to go out on video or get up on a stage and everything, right? Because they're always worried, oh, someone will think my hair isn't nice or my outfit or I don't look good or whatever, right? I don't sound good, whatever it is, right? Okay. But do you know it's proven that most of the time we're thinking about ourselves? So people don't notice about other people because they're spending so much time saying, did I say something wrong? Did I not look the right way? Did I look strange with my facial expression? So my advice would be, get over yourself, because I promise you, no one is actually critiquing that as much as you. So be you. Don't try to be anybody else. You are the best you. Go out there. Don't be afraid. And the sky's the limit to build your own brand and be able to crush it.
Ooh, powerful, powerful. We think about ourselves a lot more than others think about us. About us. Like,
they don't care about us.
No. Get over it. I mean, you literally, that was said so beautifully, so eloquently. And I want to end on that. Ladies and gentlemen, such beautiful words from Laura Brandeo that you have to stop thinking about it. Stop. Who cares what you look like? You have the opportunity to inspire, to motivate, to change others' lives, but you can't do it unless you're willing to put yourself out there to get uncomfortable. So Laura, that was absolutely, and that's why I love having you on the show. It's just so amazing. Your energy, your passion, your love and caring for everybody in this industry. It's absolutely contagious. And I'm so excited as you continue to go. And tomorrow you've got an event coming up that you're speaking at. Next week at AIM Activate, you have a great opportunity. So I cannot thank you enough for all that you continue to share, all that you are willing to do, not just talk about, but you, like I said at the very beginning of this, you're out there and you're doing it. And that's what's truly making a difference. So thank you so much for all that you do. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Take care, Josh. Thank you, everybody.
Guys, as always, it has been such a fun time with you this morning. We appreciate you being here. And if you are live with us, make sure you comment hashtag shred. And as a matter of fact, if you're live with me and Laura, make sure you comment hashtag AFR, because what a great episode brought to you by AFR and Laura. It was so much fun hanging out with her this morning. And as you guys saw, she brought so many great words of wisdom. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle, because you're out there making it happen. As always, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred. Go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.